is elusive. There is a huge gap in the ADHD time continuum. It's not a continuum. There's just now and not now. I have no idea how long it takes to do something, and I can't tell you how much time has gone by. Am I ever going to be excellent with time? No. But we can make it better by employing some strategies. I have made huge strides in this department, and so can you. Welcome to Motherhood in ADHD. I'm your friend, Patricia Sun. My mission is to be a lighthouse for mothers with ADHD, helping you find your path to success by learning to appreciate your ADHD as an asset. I'm seeking to change the paradigm that ADHD means your life is doomed to be a hot mess. So I'm sharing strategies and encouraging you in your pursuit of happiness to love who you are every day of your ADHD life. Hey there, successful mama. It's your friend Patricia Sung. Before we get into the black hole that is time, let's do a review shout out from Lin Yan. She says, grateful. Hello, Patricia. I would be lost without your podcast, wisdom, and humor. I spent 43 years of my life lost, searching for why I was different. I'm newly medicated, 2 months, and newly subscribed to your podcast. I can't imagine living another day without medication and your podcast. Thank you for empowering me. Aw, Lenya, that makes me so happy. Thank you so much for the words of encouragement. I am so happy for you that you are getting the tools that you need to make your life better. I'm going to ask you to do me a favor. Would you please subscribe or leave a review? That is how we can share this message with more mamas, because I want everybody to feel like they're making strides and doing things differently and moving forward in their life, because we're all about empowering ourselves here. And one of the ways that we could use a little empowerment is time, not a strong suit. I generally talk to you about capitalizing on your strengths over fixing weaknesses, but time is an area that we have to bumper pad. It simply affects too many areas in our life to ignore it. Our ability or inability to grasp time affects our work, relationships, our self-worth, pretty much everything. Especially when you have kids, you then double the amount of appointments at least. School, activities, doctor's appointment, it's a lot to keep up with. We will get better with awareness and practice. Because this is something that you guys ask me about a lot, is just the idea of time. We're overwhelmed by what we need to get done in a day. How are we going to make our day less chaotic? How do we deal with the stress and the juggling? So I've been sitting here pondering about what I can do to help us all figure this out. And I'll be honest, I don't have it figured out 100%, but I've made a lot of headway. And I'm not neurotypical, so I'm not going to set my standards to neurotypical level, so I'm not actually striving for 100% time mastery. Realistic goals, mama. Because here's the thing. The system that works for a neurotypical brain isn't going to work for me. And bam, that's what I knew. I needed to put together a system that was built by an ADHD brain for ADHD brains. And then it all came together pretty quickly. I just took what I was already doing and fine-tuned it. And now I want to share it with you. Our day is divided into two types of activities, and we have two different plans to tackle those two groups. Having a peaceful day starts with two preparation steps. One is how well you're using your calendar, and two is what kind of systems you have in place for the regular day-to-day stuff that happens all the time. You might be good with one or not the other and vice versa, and maybe you never learned how to do either one. I'm lucky that my mom taught me how to keep up with my calendar when I was younger, but I've had to work really hard on figuring out a system for doing the day-to-day stuff. Sure, I wish someone had taught me how to do that when I was younger in a way that made sense for my brain, but they didn't, and I can't change the past. So all I can do is look forward. How can I share with you what I've learned and make your life better? Having a system or a rhythm about your day is very tailored to the individual, and it's not as rigid as you think. We're going to do that in a few months, so keep your ears open. That is coming. Contrarily, understanding how to use your calendar is pretty straightforward, once someone explains it in a way that makes sense to your brain. See, if you try to teach me addition in English, got it, no problem. 2 + 3 = 5, moving along. But if you try to teach me that same thing in Russian, what the heck? I'm not going to get it no matter how smart I am, because I don't speak Russian. Luckily for you, I speak your language. I came up with a class called How to Keep a Calendar for ADHD Brains. Yes, I picked the less sexy of topics to go first because it's foundational. Having this in place makes creating your daily rhythms much smoother because you're not getting surprised on the daily about what's happening. that moment of like, fudgesicles, I forgot we have dentist appointments today. Have you ever had a smooth day when it started off like that? I haven't. So let's back up a little bit. A little background on our days. There's pretty much four types of activities that happen in your day. There's ones that are planned versus unplanned, and ones that are one-time versus recurring. So let's look at the one-time events first. Things that are one-time and are planned are things like dentist appointments or a field trip. These are the things that you put on your calendar, and I'm going to teach you how. The second type of activity is one-time things that are unplanned. These could be fun things like an impromptu playdate or an emergency like a dreaded stomach bug. Usually our ADHD brains love the fun ones and we thrive on the dopamine of an emergency. But here's the crux of the situation. Our ADHD brains don't think ahead to prepare for these kinds of surprises. But here's the thing. There will always be surprises in motherhood. Every day is mundanely repetitive while being predictably unpredictable. If you don't know what you already have planned, it's impossible to adjust on the fly because you don't know what you're working with. Awareness, mama. We can hold space in the calendar for fun things to be able to drop everything and grab lunch with a friend. This is a skill that we can learn and implement. Now, so those are the one-time activities. Now let's talk about recurring activities. Recurring activities that are planned. These are things like getting dressed in the morning or driving to work or going to story time every Wednesday at 10 a.m. These are rhythms in your day. Now, if you don't have any idea of what's on your calendar, I don't know about you, but I double book myself real fast. I am not naturally aware that it takes me 25 minutes to get to the doctor's office. My husband always jokes about Star Trek where they have those little buttons where they, you know, beep beep and you say, beam me up, Scotty, and you just appear. He's like, you think you can just appear places? Like when I think about how long it's going to take me to get there, I don't think about like, I got there, but now I have to get out of the car, unbuckle kids, walk inside, take the elevator, find the right place, walk inside, check in at the desk. I don't think about any of that process when I start thinking about how long it's going to take me to get somewhere, when technically that is part of getting somewhere, actually exiting the car and getting in the building. I have to think about this process step by step through the entire timeline to figure out how long it's going to take me to get from my house to point A. If I don't do that process in its entirety, I pretty much think it takes 15 minutes to do anything and go anywhere, which in Houston traffic is highly inaccurate. So I would say yes to an impromptu play date when there is literally no way that I could get to my appointment on time. But when I know that having a 1:30 appointment means I need to be getting ready at 12:45 to leave the house, I can be way more calm during the day and prepare accordingly. Preparing ourselves for those bookends of activities is another way to manage our calendars well. This is a doable and learnable skill, but it doesn't come naturally to us. We have to be intentional about it, otherwise our brain just skips that step. Now the other part of recurring activities are the ones that are unplanned. I know, you're thinking, recurring unplanned events? That sounds like an oxymoron. It's kind of this ADHD mystery territory. We don't predict these well. And I won't get off on a tangent here about being unobservant or not self-aware. It's like a whole rabbit hole. But here's the thing. There are things that happen frequently, but are not planned. For example, toddler meltdowns. We don't plan on having them, but they do happen quite often. If you're aware of the pattern, though, you can make space in your calendar to prepare and have space to like work that in. Because when we don't, then we're pissed off that our whole day went awry when possibly we could have prepared or planned for it. See, when we have an awareness about our time, we can have a much smoother day in place. Notice I did not say perfect, but it will be better. Do you remember that show Wipeout, where the contestants would go through this obstacle course and literally the wall would just come out and whack them and shove them off the ledge? That's how I feel when I'm not prepared for my day. I just get whacked by things that pop out of walls I don't see coming. When we're not aware of our ADHD and its effects, we will get wiped out over and over and over again. Feeling prepared for the day is a skill. It's a muscle that we build with practice. ADHD is an all or nothing thing. We try something, it didn't work, we feel bad about ourselves, we beat ourselves up, and we move on to avoid the pain and shame that came with that failure. How many planners have you bought, used for a week or two, and then they went to the bookshelf to die a dusty death? Why? Because you don't know how to use it. You didn't have the skills or a plan, or if you did have a plan, it was a crappy plan. Don't be mad, it's true. But here's the thing, mama. Every time you start a new skill, you will start out being pretty terrible at it. There was a day when Beethoven didn't know how to play an instrument. There was a day when Simone Biles couldn't do a cartwheel, or that Michael Phelps couldn't swim. We have to be willing to stink at something for a little while before we get good at it. Instead of fail and move on, or don't even try and move on, I want you to think of this like an experiment. Rarely, if ever, does a scientist get it right on the first try. They adjust, and they try again. They adjust, and they try again. And that's what we're going to do with our calendars. We're going to create a system, a framework that is simple and not a complicated, crazy mess, but it's probably going to be crappy at first. But we're going to adjust slightly and try again and try again, and pretty soon we'll have something that's good enough. Let's take off our perfectionism hats, and we're just going to aim for good enough. On the bright side, we always have more appointments to go to, so there's always room for practice. But how do we stick with writing things in our calendar over and over again? Well, for one, the system I'm going to teach you actually works for ADHD brains. It's not on Pinterest until I pin this episode, but probably not anywhere else. Then we're going to dig into what is your motivation to figure out a system for your day. Hey, my reason might not be your reason, but when you know your reason, you are far more likely to stick with something when it matters to you. I've done a lot of hard things in my life, and the ones that I stuck with were the ones that mattered to me. Interest is our dopamine, so let's figure out your interest. Let's figure out your dopamine and use it to our advantage. Another problem we run into is that our ADHD brains get off track easily. Well, spoiler alert, most of the ways that we get off track are pretty predictable. For example, task initiation. You want to start a calendar, but you don't really know where to start. Do I pick a paper one, a digital one? Do I need a color code? What should the color codes be? It's too many decisions, and then we get stuck. And then we stop, and we walk away, and our indecision becomes a decision to just not do anything. Or maybe you look into bullet journaling and it sounds really cool and it's fun, and then you spend more time decorating it with your fancy pens and stickers than actually writing anything in your schedule. But when we know ahead of time of where we'll probably get stuck, and we have a plan on how to get around that, then we're ready. We can tackle that obstacle and we'll figure it out together. Because a calendar is not a to-do list. It is not a wishful thinking list. It's not a brain dump. The calendar is a roadmap for important things in your day. Now, I know that I can help you figure this out. We can do hard things, and you've got me here to help you. I want you in the class with me. It's called How to Keep a Calendar for ADHD Brains, and we're going to walk through these obstacles together. I have a pretty simple system for keeping up with it all. The hard work is actually overcoming the obstacles that are going to get in our way. But we're going to go in with that mindset of, it's going to be hard because we're going to have to get through obstacles, but we have a plan and we're prepared and we can wrestle our way over that hurdle together. The class is on pre-sale right now, and I know some of you are like, hey, I can't swing that right now. That's okay. Go on my website, get the free resources that are there, enjoy the podcast, do what you can. But I also know that there's a good chance that you are paying no-show fees for doctor's appointments or missed activities multiple times a year, if not multiple times a month, maybe even multiple times a week. So if in taking this class with me, I can save you that $75 or $100 fee, that's a win-win. You showed up for what you were supposed to be at, and you saved money. I also know that this is going to set you up for more than just a one-time fix. These are skills that you're going to use over and over again. Here's the deal. This is the beta version. Now, that's just fancy talk for the first time I'm teaching this class online, and having taught middle school for many years, I know I need some guinea pigs to test it out for me. That's you, Mama. Come be my guinea pig. I need your help. I've set it at a lower price in exchange for your feedback and your amazing testimonial when you're kicking tail and taking names after you implement what you've learned. My favorite part of beta testing is that I get to incorporate all your feedback and make the class even better so that I know when I put it together as like a pretty product, it's going to cover all the questions that people are going to ask. So that means that you are going to get to do lots of question asking. You get to put in your input into the class, and that means that you're getting a tailored experience over something that normally doesn't need to be tailored. So it's a win-win. So tell me, what questions do you have? I'm happy to answer. If you're listening in real time, sign up for class now. It's patriciasung.com/ADHD calendar. And if you're listening in the future, head over and sign up right now for the fabulous course that this group of ADHD mamas has put together. They've tested it, they've asked all the questions, and you know that taking this class is surely going to make your days better. So do it. Sign up. make your days smoother, more peaceful for you and your family. Talk to you soon, successful mama. Thank you for listening to Motherhood in ADHD. For more resources, head over to our website, www.motherhoodinadhd.com.